Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about making pasta alla Genovese. It's all about rich, slow-cooked onions, beef, and herbs. Get ready, folks, because this one is packed with flavor.
Oh, slow-cooked anything has my attention. I'm excited to hear these insider tricks. So where do we begin with this culinary masterpiece?
We start with pancetta. 4 ounces diced, browned in a large pot. A Dutch oven or even an enamel pot works to render out that beautiful fat. While that's happening, let's prep the beef. 2 pounds of chuck roast. And get this, 2 pounds of beef shanks. That bone and marrow is going to take this to another level.
Beef shanks. Smart move. So we're browning both the chuck and the shanks.
Absolutely. Cut the chuck into cubes, pat everything dry, and season generously with salt and pepper. A quick tip. Dry brining the beef for up to 24 hours beforehand makes it even more amazing. Sear that beef on high heat until it's beautifully browned, then set it aside.
Okay, the beef is resting. Now, the onions. This recipe calls for a lot of onions.
6 large yellow onions, sliced and julienned. We're going to caramelize half of them in the pan with the leftover beef fat. This is a key step for building flavor. Low and slow, about 20 minutes, stirring occasionally to scrape up all that delicious fond.
Caramelized onions. Yes, please. What about the other veggies?
While the onions are doing their thing, we prep the carrots and celery, small dice for both. Add those to the pot and sweat them for about 10 minutes. Then, 2 tablespoons of tomato paste, a little trick for color, acidity, and umami. Pinching the tomato paste, caramelizing it slightly, is another pro tip.
I see. Interesting. Pinching the tomato paste. Got it.
Then add the seared beef and pancetta back to the pot. For herbs, I'm using fresh thyme instead of bay leaves for a more subtle flavor, along with some torn basil leaves. A few cherry tomatoes for sweetness. A deglaze with dry white wine. Chardonnay or Pinot Grigio work well. Reduce that down, then add the remaining onions, beef stock, salt, pepper, and braise.
Braise for how long?
At least 3 hours, low and slow, stirring occasionally. You can even go up to 7 or 8 hours if you have the time. After 3 hours, remove the lid and braise for another hour to concentrate the flavors. Don't forget to scrape the marrow out of those beef shanks before discarding them.
Oh, that marrow is liquid gold. So what pasta are we pairing with this incredible sauce?
Traditionally, it's long ziti broken into pieces, but penne or rigatoni work too. Cook the pasta about 75% of the way, then finish it in the sauce with a little pasta water. Add some fresh basil and parmesan, and perfection.
This sounds absolutely incredible. I'm definitely adding this to my must-try list.
It's a flavor explosion, trust me. And the best part? It's even better the next day. Anyways, that's it for our deep dive into pasta alla Genovese. Until next time, happy cooking, everyone.
Goodbye.